check in with Tony Hollow. Always something going on. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Jackson. And then I think you've had a couple events since the last time we talked to you, Tony.
We sure had. Good morning, Greg. Good to hear from you. Yeah, we've been rolling along. It's great to be, getting our activities back face to face. We're just so excited, like everyone else. We've had a couple of learning financial support basics of budgeting workshop. We've had some exercise classes, sessions for our bigs and littles as well. And we're looking forward to our summer picnic in August. And that, again, is going to be, at Cascades, and lots of fun things for our littles, littles that are waiting for a big, as well as our bigs to come out and have a cookout. And I know a lot of people don't want to bring up this word yet, but supplying them with upcoming back-to-school paraphernalia. I knew as a superintendent I didn't mention that word much in July, so I'm going to be careful with it. But, our kids need to be prepared. It has a lot to do with their attitudes and their the willingness to go back to school the whole thing. So we get our kids ready with supplies and backpacks, and we're able to do that through our summer picnic that's taking place in early August at Cascade.
Well, you've been dealing with kids for a long time. This I can't imagine a more important back to school than this year.
I think everyone is optimistically excited about it, and I know everybody wants it to go well, and the whole system, educators are excited for the routine. They work the best that way, Greg, the parents I'm sure are just as excited for that transition, that normal transition back to school as we once knew it, and I'm sure it's going to go just fine.
So you had your golf event, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and it was I just wasn't sure if we mentioned that last time, if we had a conversation about that or not, but it was sensational. Greg, it went wonderfully, and thank you for promoting that as well. We filled up with 37 foursomes, 140.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. 37 foursomes, 146 golfers, grossed over 30,000, and it was at Hanker Hill. It everything went well. The weather was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Great sponsorship, not only through, as I mentioned, through Hankered Hills, but OmniSource, just did a wonderful job. JTV, Butterfield Investments, helped sponsor the event, and just a host of others that help make it a real successful morning for us, allowing us to continue to do what we do, and that's to make matches.
Well, always hats off to Inch and Al and the crew at Hankered Hills. They do a great job for you.
They do. They make it hard to even want to think about going anywhere else. They're there, you know.
Yeah.
Greg, that's the difference. They're there. They're every a bit of the. You would think they were one of our staff members. Their whole team, including Al, of course. Whatever you need help with, whether it's scoring or part of your competitions or whatever you need, and certainly any facility questions. That's the big difference with them. Their management and leadership team is on it and participating with you like you were one of their own. So yeah, definitely hats off to them.
Any fundraisers coming up, Tony?
We have a fall. Our fall event is coming up on October 15th. It's Piano Wars. Part of our big three events, bowling, golf, and now we finish up in the fall with this, and that's going to be at Davis's. Canceled last year, of course, and this year it should be better than ever. It's something we did a couple of years ago featuring Dave Caruso. We're thinking it's going to be Paul Bickle from Western Schools, band director and previous colleague of mine at Vandercook Lake Schools. And they just have a great time and very, very talented pianist and vocalist. And they get the crowd involved. And it's been one of our favorite events. And we're so happy to have them back. And we're going to run with that an auction, putting the two things together at the same time. So we're hoping for a great fall event, Greg, with a Piano Wars dinner auction on October 15th.
That sounds fantastic. It's a couple months out, so you have some time to get ready. I know you're looking for, always looking for bigs and littles, Tony.
We are. Always, I love to finish our conversation with that. This phone number that I'm going to share will help on the last couple of things that we're talking about, whether it be wanting some involvement in Piano Wars or whether it be to give some consideration on becoming a big brother or big sister. 517-784-7181. We have a staff person available to speak to anyone that might be interested in either of those things, but certainly in becoming a big brother and big sister. We've had a real nice post-pandemic surge in regards to the number of bigs. I think this summer alone, we're looking to close a few more, but we've had five over one new match a week since the beginning of summer, and that's just great because it certainly depletes that list of 60. 58 big brother or littles that are waiting for a big brother or a big sister. So you cut that number down. That's great. That's great for us, and it's great for the kids in Jackson and their parents and guardians that are looking for mentors for these children as they start a new school year and need some help because they're just not able to provide that at this time in their life. So we provide that, we ignite it, we defend it, we protect that potential through our Big Brothers and Big Sisters program. So yes, we are in need, and we hope to hear from some of our listeners soon.
Yeah, if somebody's interested, what, just call the office?
Yep, that's great. There's also a way to volunteer on bbbsjackson.org. There's a beginning to the application process, Greg, that they can, the website will guide you to that point, and it gets an email to me, actually, in regards to a simple thing that might say, I'm interested in hearing more, and then we can get an application process started for them online, or they can call the office if they have a question, and we can start the process in that manner as well. So it's really easy to do. It's less time, and we've talked about this. It's less time-consuming than people would think. But to be fair, let's get a conversation going and find out what it would take to change a child's life and certainly change their life as well.
Yeah, so 50 kids waiting, let's get them off that list.
That would be great. That the next time we have a chance to speak, we cut that number in half and maybe down to single digits by the holidays. Let's talk about that.
Thanks, Tony.
Greg, great to hear from you. Thank you so much for thinking of Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
You bet. Take care. Tony Hollow, Executive Director, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Jackson.